And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And the reason that I am giggling my way into the start of this show is that Tony has very kindly just given me a rundown on everything he's got.
Yep.
This week's show's interesting, Tony. I bet you haven't worked out why.
No.
No, you haven't. Because the first half of the show is basically punk rock, rock and roll, etc., done by old people.
All right, okay.
And the second half of the show is done by young people. And you wouldn't have known that because you wouldn't have noticed with the bands we've got because you have had the running order, but it wouldn't necessarily... Fuck it, I'll just get on with the first one.
Okay.
This is the Dangerfields' Nightmare.
Hello, dear. How was your day?
Usual. Crap.
Dangerfields, Tony. Mm. Cracking band that might not be there anymore. And I've just realised I've got a big pile of CDs that aren't in order here. Here we go. This is from their album Born to Rock, which came out about 5 years ago. Featured a track we played the other week called Rock Club. That one was Nightmare. And I'll play a couple more of that in a few weeks' time. They fucking rock. Great album. Nice guys. If you want to hear an interview with Jamie out of them, go back a few weeks to the Strummer Camp special. He's there. What do I know is, Tony, what is the Dangerfields MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheDangerfields.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie being internet nil. You're listening to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Hey, I tell you what. The Chop Tops being from Santa Cruz, California, and all things West Coast. I did hear from my friend in LA this week who was engaged to one of the blokes out of Frankenstein.
Okay.
But then sobered up. No, she did.
Oh, right, okay.
She sobered up. She stopped drinking, broke that off, and now she's engaged to someone else.
Okay.
Called, I think, Diamond Dave, who's a bit of a West Coast legend. And she's all very happy. Anyway, pleased for her. But I mean, the wedding's in October. I would be tempted to go, but you know what? I don't think the amount of drinking I do would be welcomed. But the very best of luck to you anyway. So I would have, again, MySpace comments right now, but we've only had one worth reading out. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Please do send us a comment. We ask every week. You don't do it. This listener-driven show is suffering at the moment through lack of listeners, clearly. because I'm just not getting a lot through. I don't know about you, Tad. I know it's summer and everything, but I'm just not getting a lot. Anyway, this came through from a lovely lady out of a band we played the other week. You might remember the Hispanic Stomp Girl special when we played a band called Carol D and V59. This came through the other day. Hi. Many thanks for your nice support to our band. Your radio is great. Have a funny weekend. It's almost there. And good summer holidays. Carol D and V59. Thank you very much, Carol D and V59. If we ever get any more of your stuff, I'll play more. We only had one track on a sampler, so that was the only one we could play, but we would possibly like to play more in the future. Now, I've also got a word of the week here, Tony, saying we don't have listening involved. We have a bit. This is coming from Murphy the Yeti. You know, good old Murph.
Yeah.
If in doubt, Murphy rocks up. This is, and we do like word of the week. If you've got an idea, it's what we like is a phrase, a euphemism of some sort that you can say to your mum and dad, basically without them realising you're swearing, or say to office colleagues without them realising you're swearing. And this one is my submission for the word of the week, open brackets, well, phrase, close brackets, this week is to have a burial at sea. Okay. What do you think that is, Tony?
Is it having a dump on a ferry?
Not even on the ferry, mate. And actually the next line says, in short, it means to have a dump.
Oh.
To squat a deuce, firing off a torpedo, that was one of ours.
Yeah.
Dropping the kids off at the pool. Paint the bowl, dump a stump, sink a sausage, etc. I quite like that. Have a burial at sea. Where's Steve gone? He's having a burial at sea. Oh. And then he ends up the email by saying, another week, another euphemism for having a poo. Murphy the Yeti. That is right. There are a lot for them, aren't there, in this this scatological nation we live in. We like a bit of that. So one last thing, Tony. I don't know whether you've been following any part of the Labour leadership campaign.
No, didn't realise it kicked off.
Of course you haven't. You've got things to do. Well, no, they're not. I mean, they're just basically, they're testing the water, trying to find out who's doing what. And did we talk about David and Ed Miliband last week?
No.
Well, David Miliband, like David Cameron, the oily catwank. I hate that man. Gruppenfuhrer Cameron. He makes my flesh crawl. He's been taking a piss a bit out of the Labour leadership campaign, calling it, saying that he was glad when Diane Abbott entered the race, because until then it had looked a bit like a Star Trek convention. Leaving out, of course, that Diane Abbott does resemble Lieutenant Uhura. That's making it even more Star Trek-y. But he's right, David Miliband does have the look of a Vulcan.
Yeah.
But his brother, Ed Miliband, I don't know whether you can remember what Ed Miliband looks like.
Is he the slightly chubby one of the two?
Yeah, of the two. Well, he's the uglier one of the two, yeah. He's the Bobby Kennedy of the gang. I was trying to work out who he looked like, and it came to me today. If when he's talking on the TV and smiling, particularly importantly smiling, and you turn the TV down and say, you forgot the crackers, Gromit. He just looks like a Nick Park character. Unbelievably so. And then we've got the main problem is possibly the most able man in this campaign is, of course, Ed Balls. Now, have we spoken about Ed Balls before?
No.
Haven't we? I can think of no man less suitable to run this great country of ours than any bloke with the surname Balls. Now, he's had plenty of opportunities down the years to change his name by default just to drop an S to Ed Ball. Would be acceptable. Or we could have changed the A for O, Ed Balls, anything. But just being called Ed Balls, there's just no way that he cannot become the leader of the Labour. Imagine if Ed Balls became Prime Minister. I've got some headlines here, right?
Okay.
That I thought up this afternoon. If Britain had a Prime Minister called Balls, first of all, the day of the election results, Britain says Balls.
Nice.
Who's the first person you're going to talk to? President Obama. Obama in talks with Balls. And then, what's the opposition going to do about this? Tory party declare war on Balls. Sarkozy meets Balls for first time. President Karzai shakes Balls warmly by the hand. But I did like the idea that Ed Balls' election campaign could be no more cock in number 10, Britain needs Balls. It's just preposterous. Right, should we get on with song two?
Yeah, okay.
Woohoo. Right, now what have I done now? I'm going to tell you about this now. This is, we played these the other week, absolutely brilliant band, Drunken Balordi. You remember me telling you about Drunken Balordi? They're kind of like, they're based in London, but they're a kind of Gogol Bordello type of band. And thanks to Adrian for giving us the CD of this, very, very kindly, at Strummer Camp. I should say as well that the first three bands this week were all at Strummer Camp, an excellent little festival I went to the other week. And I imagine, Tony, you'd probably enjoy going to next year, so maybe we can sort something out there. It'd be nice if the weather was a bit better. It was a bit cold this year for camping. Anyway, this is from their album, Drunken Balordi. What I want to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Drunken Balordi?
It is. It's Tony T, Bully the Internet, Neil. This is track 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 from the 11-track wonderful album that is Drunken Balordi. This is Death to Us Part.
Well, I think of you now sometimes, and often on that day, I remember our first kiss. We kissed in Soho's gay. I was sad when you left me, but you took your troubles too, and thank the Lord that day, the day I said to hell with you. In October, but up until that day, I was so happy that you left me. Now I wish that you'd stay. And so you left me in December, and you shot me down in May. Now there's nothing left to do, no jail cats are left to say. There were times that drove me crazy, couldn't understand my ways, till you took my hand in marriage, until dead it do us part. And in sickness and in health, on that fateful day, now you're still back to differ. Now we shall go our separate ways.
Drunken Balordi. So, did I tell you, Tone, that I've got another loose tooth?
No.
Because you know I lost one about 14, 15 months ago?
Yeah.
I've got a loose molar. I've been quite fortunate, actually, that as my teeth fall out, the RLE's dropping out, the concealed ones are dropping out first. I'm not ruining my beautiful smile.
Okay.
I am going to have
the ones you eat with.
Yeah, that's the main problem, yeah. I may be on have a sign above my flat door saying no solid foods for some time to come. But what I mean is, it hasn't been hurting at all. In the last 2 minutes, it's just started replaying up. That's another one of my chores this week, find a new dentist. Right, you're listening to Rich Morton Sound Unleashed right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony. Fortunately for me, I don't have a lot of talking to do in this bit. So I'm going to trust you to carry on with Podcast Alley comments while I go and get a painkiller. Good luck.
Cool. thank you for all your votes so far this month. We're near the end. Well, we're mid to late July now, so there's still plenty of time to vote for us. So if you haven't voted, please do. Go to punkyradio.com. At the top of the screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and the subject in a comment, if you so wish, because we read them out. Thank you for all your comments so far. It went quiet, and now we've had quite a few in, so thank you for that. We're still getting plenty more, but I do appreciate it's summer, so vote if you can. Thank you very much. And here's the top five for this week. Vote for change. Although I am voting for Punky, could I not also vote for somebody else with an alternative vote system, or maybe proportionally vote for Punky but a little bit for It's a Pog's Life or TTM? That's from Paulie B.
Yeah, hold on a minute. I've just got back from my whistling painkiller and instant success. I missed the one before that, but somebody did say, is it possible to vote for something and vote for other ones as well? Like, you can only vote for one. You can't. You can vote for as many podcasts as you want on this thing.
Yeah, you just can't vote for the same one twice.
Yeah. So if you do want to express liking something else, just go for it, man. Go for it, you know.
Oh, was that a...
So, like, you want to leave.
So that was a reply to another one. Okay.
Yeah, but because I only caught the back end of my own comment, but I think that's what I was on about.
Okay.
But anyway.
Fair enough. Next one. Simply, Punky's great. Punky's great. From Dave Fitz. Thank you very much.
He's right,
Dave
of course.
Fitz.
He's right, of course.
Yeah. The Fox support. The Fox love Paulie B. And everything he stands for, except he preferred briefs. We like boxer briefs, and that's from Frenzy of Tongues.
Good boys.
Yeah.
Good boys. And we're getting some new material from them very soon as well, I have heard from said Frenzy of Tongues.
Ah, cool.
We've got a new album coming out, I think, so looking forward to that. Haven't played them in a while. Run out of things to play.
Yeah.
Get on with it. F-O-T.
F-O-T's. Best show, period. Punky is the best show anyway, so anyone not listening is a twat, period. Marv, thanks Marv.
Marv's right as well.
Yep,
there's a lot of accuracy this week. I like it. Good listening.
And finally, loving all the Zombina tracks. What would we all do without
all Punky? The best Zombina.
What would we all do without Punky? Probably listen to a shitty music podcast instead. That's from Insane Star.
Thank you very much, Insane Star. I'm sorry that you didn't win the Zombina album. I know you weren't really allowed to, but one of the fortunate things about Zombina is that they are very, very prolific. So we can continue to play Zombina tracks because they keep bringing new ones out.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that's it for PCA.
That is it.
That is it.
Oh, Insane Star. Next track, yet another band that were at Strummer Camp and on in the afternoon on the TNS stage. This is the Hit Priest and another lovely little ballad of theirs, Teenage Friction. We'll be right back. That's from the album Tight and Exciting, Tony.
Tight and Exciting?
Fabulous. Tight and Exciting. Fabulous live act, Hit Priest. Do get the chance to see them. Do that. The album's out now on Sonic Dirt. What I want to know is, what is the Hit Priest MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheHipPriests?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/HipPriests.
Ah.
Okay. So, not far, but no cigar.
Very nice.
Ha ha. Tony 2. Poorly being in the internet one. You're listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Oh, actually, we've got a new listener as a result.
Hey! All right.
Yeah, so we have doubled the audience. Whereby DJ Dave Taylor, now residing in the southwest, who is a mate of Lee's out of the band, who was the one that Lee called a nasty name on a previous Punky on the Strummer Camp special. I think Dave's been listening ever since. And hello, Dave.
Oh, cool. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, and I'm going to be doing a gig with Dave. I might even be doing a bit of DJing with him in October. We'll find out. I don't know at the moment. That's what I'm saying, we'll find out.
Nice.
As I say, Dead 60s underneath us at the moment. Right now, Tony, you've done a great job on the beds, as usual. So, did you do anything last week?
No. Not really, just intensive work. Popped to Coventry at the weekend for no real reason. Wanted to get out of the house. And so
Friday or Saturday?
On Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Yeah.
Because I was in Coventry Saturday night.
Were you?
Yeah.
I know, just saw, just look around where we can drive to within an hour, saw Coventry, went there. Weird place. Do you think it's weird?
It's very fucking weird. Largely because it was completely flattened by the Luftwaffe in the Second World War. And I can't think of anywhere less suitable to take your wonderful German girlfriend than fucking Coventry. That's inspirational.
That explains why it was all rebuilt in the 50s. Aha!
It was absolutely flattened by the might of the German Air Force. Isn't it twinned with Dresden or something? Because we flattened that. I'm sure there's something like that. Anyway, So you discovered it to be a new place.
Strangely.
Prefab.
In the 50s.
Yeah. Did you know it's this town becoming like a ghost town? No, it is like that. Coventry. You can see how Coventry spawned the special. Yeah. It is a bleak place. Some lovely people there. You know that. But it is. Unfortunately, it was built sort of in a rush. Modernist. And just at a time when, you know, there wasn't a lot of money flying about to make everything look nice. It just had to be functional and work. And that fucking ring road. Oh, the Coventry ring road does my nut in.
Yeah,
but I managed to avoid that. The gig I was doing was very, very close to the motorway. So anyway, so what's your lasting impression of Coventry then?
Don't really fancy ever going back.
Fair enough. Quite damning in your assessment.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I would like you to, when you listen back to this show, Tony, and you will, there's a brilliant bit. I'd love it as a little sound clip when I just said, so Tony, did you do anything this week? And you just went, in the most pathetic way you ever have done, no. And then told me something brilliant. You do it so often, you genius. So anyway, so you did a bit of work and then on Sunday you went somewhere you never want to go again.
Pretty
and
much.
I doubt, I bet Steph will want to go there again. Reminder of the good old days. Right, anyway. I had a Gill Fest.
Okay.
That's a little bit different. And on last Friday, I did two shows, an afternoon show, which is kind of, you don't have to be entirely clean, but you've got to keep it relatively clean. And it was, I managed it. Really good fun. And then I did a late show, when basically you're encouraged not to keep it clean. And I must admit, I did have a bit more fun at that. But in between, because the early show finishes about 7:30, the late show doesn't start until 11:00. So you've pretty much got the evening to watch the bands. So let's think of some bands I like to watch, Tony. Who do you think I might have enjoyed at Guildfest last Friday?
Madness?
No. Keep trying.
Guangabats?
No. Dreadzone, Orbital and the Wonder Stuff. Bands I saw. None of which are my particular cup of tea. Wonder Stuff are pretty good. But Orbital, man. Why anybody watches that shit? I don't know. It's just two blokes on keyboards with wobbly heads. That's all that happens. That's it.
Yeah.
Fucking thousands of people watching them for an hour and a half set. They're just two blokes. They've got those two little torch things going on their heads. The light show's relatively impressive, but it's just two blokes on keyboards. Thing is, when I watch stuff like that, I'm not even convinced those keyboards are turned on. No. It could just be a CD going in the background and they'd be wobbling their heads about and pretending to play things.
I can't see what they're doing. I can't see it. You can just, press play and then just dance a bit.
Yeah, that's it, because it doesn't sound any different live. No. It's purely electronic music. There's no singing, nothing happens. Just two blokes chanting. Anyway, very, very bizarre. Wonder Stuff were good. I wish I'd been there on the Saturday, though. Saturday, Human League were the main band on. I would have liked to have seen them, because they do, even though I don't imagine they jump about much, at least they are on stage doing things.
Yeah.
Like singing and that. But anyway, I missed them. I got Wonder Stuff and Orbital. Good stuff, rest of the weekend. I got fucking Wonder Stuff and Orbital, didn't I? I was on with some cracking acts, not least of which were David Whitney and Ian Cognito. How lovely to see them. And there were a lot of good gags, none of which I can repeat, but it was just a very funny day, basically. And then on Saturday, I went to Coventry, Tony.
Wow, what was that like?
I didn't really get into the city centre because I didn't even get to Coventry. I only made it to a leisure park just off the M69, and did a showcase cinema, I felt sorry for the stag there. And I was on stage. I was the headline act. I was on stage at the end of the night, and there's this stag dude there. I said, "I bet you're gutted, mate." He went, "Why?" I said, "Well, your mates went, right, what are we going to do for our stag do? I don't know. Let's go and watch a film. You get there's not even a fucking film on. You're just watching me. It must be awful." The Showcase Cinema in Coventry every Saturday night has a comedy night in there. There's this thing, it's a lot of director's lounge, director's suite sort of thing, where they have corporate events and art film premieres and that, and it's all chairs and tables. There's a bar in there and table service and all that sort of thing, and food. It's a really good way to watch a film. But I was doing something like comedy, but anyway, it went alright. That's the important thing. It went fine. So, and the reason I'm telling you that is because the compere that night was one Colin Owens. Now, Colin Owens is multi-talented. As well as being a stand-up comic, he's also the drummer in a relatively newish Southampton band called Black Cat Boppers, Tony, you see?
Right, okay.
Black Cat Boppers featuring the lead singer Roy Phillips, who used to be in a band called Get Smart, who were one of the bands that I would love to see do a gig at the Psychobilly meeting next year. Colin was the second drummer, I think, in Get Smart as well. And I understand Black Cat Boppers not being that keen to get the old band back together, because it kind of takes away from what they've got going now. And what they've got going now is brilliant. But just as a one-off, I particularly would like to see it. Anyway, they've brought out a 7-track EP called Live Sessions, which has got some really, really lovely, sort of jazzy rockabilly sort of thing, but really nice stuff. Anyway, I had said to Colin, I'll definitely play a track, and I am going to do it, and we'll probably play another one in a few weeks' time. But I would like you to get the chance to go and buy it. So let's just find out, Tony, what do you think Black Cat Boppers' MySpace page is?
MySpace.com/Black Cat Boppers.
No, MySpace.com/TheBlackCatBoppers, even though they are called Black Cat Boppers. It has been a bit of a... I've been throwing you a couple of curveballs in the first half of this show with the old people. You'll get your own back in the second half, I'm sure. Right now, though, this is High Flying Baby. Shine on, cash girl.
your soul, you'll recover, baby. Never know. Baby, 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 come on home. Baby, 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 come on home. With you, my love, I'm always gonna roll. Go. Long black hair, girl, you look so mellow and fine. Long black hair, you look so mellow and fine. Pray to the Lord and the devil, baby, you'll stay mine.
Baby, 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 come on home. Baby, 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 come on home.
With you, my love, I'm always gonna roll. Come on home. Baby, 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 come on home. Where with you, my love, I'm always gonna roll. Baby, baby, come on home. I said, baby, 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 come on home. Where with you, my love, I'm always on the road. Baby, 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 baby,
baby, baby, come on home. Baby, 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 come on home.
High Fly Baby, Tony. That's an excellent track. That is a little bit different from the, well, as usual, it's a very different show this week, isn't it? We, you know, eight very different bands, four of which you've heard. You've heard the old ones. We're going to be in the young ones in the second half. The young ones. There's never been a song called The Old Ones, has there? Has there?
No, I don't think so, no.
So anyway, we got to the bottom of why you really don't like Coventry during that last song, Tony. And is I thought you'd got over the label I'd given you of being a bit tight. This isn't actually your fault. This is just, well, would you like to just quickly recount the story of the man with the who asked for 20p?
Well, we just got to the cathedral in Coventry, and we're walking out there, and this bloke came up to us and says, "Have you got 20p?" And I says, "No," and he was quite outraged by it. He was like, "Oh, that's very nice, thank you very much," and just walked off ranting. And then he came back and started asking everyone else for 20p, and he was just glaring at people. One while he was smoking a cigarette, which means that probably cost him more than 20p. And I didn't have any change. I had a £10 note and my mobile phone. And I ain't giving him either.
No, I haven't got 20p, mate. I've got a £10 note and my mobile. Will that do?
Exactly. Random.
I do. I find the imposition horrendous when people just walk up and ask for money. Because it could just be some chancer. Walking up the street, asking for it. I do like. Well, I like to. I'm sure we have discussed this probably several years before, but I like my beggars to earn their money.
Yeah.
No, I do. I like them to be doing. First of all, big issue sellers. I do have time for, and even though I don't always buy the big issue, I'll often just give, because I don't want to carry a magazine around with me, I will often give them some money because they are at least making some effort. Also, buskers. Mm. But as much as we may dislike buskers, they are at least putting the work in to try and earn a couple of quid. So I'm happy with buskers. What I object to is people sitting there moaning by cash points with blankets over their head and dogs on strings going, please, person change, I'm going to die. Or the ones that you speak of, the aggressive ones that walk up to you asking for money. I told you what happened the last time I was asked, wasn't it? No. In Liverpool, when this bloke walked up to me. This is just before I went off to Spain. This bloke walked up to me and said, hey, mate, can you lend us a pound? And I just looked at him and said, do I look like I've got any money? And he went, fair point, soz. Carried on that road. I knew I looked really scruffy. So, do I look like I've got any money? I haven't, by the way, I'm fucking skinned. So, anyway.
Bastards.
I was wondering, Tony, in this longer than usual section here, because I've gassed on, in that time I've completely forgotten about GoDaddy. Okay. Someone's knocking something near me. My apologies for the noise. Could you maybe fill me in on it?
Sure. Well, GoDaddy is an internet web service provider, and it should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And GoDaddy makes it easy to build your site with their website builders.
Website builders!
It's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site, which you can secure with the industry standard SSL certificate.
And what are they?
That's a S L.
Okay.
And that will protect your customers' details.
Yeah. They need protecting.
But the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY410, that's
PUNKY410,
you can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted. Or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY411. That's
PUNKY411.
And that will give you 20% of orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Because your clients use them.
Yay! And also, there is PUNKY412. That's
PUNKY412.
Which will give you 30% off all .com domains.
Yeah!
Also, there are now three additional codes. Firstly, PUNKY20H1. That's
PUNKY20H1.
And that will give you 20% off hosting plans.
Yeah!
Secondly, PUNKY125. That's
PUNKY125.
And that'll give you 25% of orders of £65 or more. Finally, Punky SSL, that's
Punky SSL.
With that code, you can buy standard SSL certificates for just £12.99.
Yeah.
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Nice chuckling.
Thank you.
Acid drop.
You gotta be the next dead thing, next dead thing, next dead thing in the world. The next dead thing, the next dead thing, the next dead thing in the world. Time to drive you home. But no one's perfect, and I'd be damned if this was so. Cause I'm trying to climb the ladder to find the brain world I can't call my own.
Acid Drop, Tony, from the album The Drop Zone, out now on their own label, I think. What do I know is, what is Acid Drop's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/AcidDrop?
No, MySpace.com/AcidDropBand. That's probably been Internet 3, Tony 2. This is interesting. Hey, I'll tell you what, right? They only got in touch with us last week and said, would it be all right if we sent you a CD? I went, yeah, damn right. Damn straight. Get it off to us right now. It arrived, or I picked it up today, as I did the next two tracks I picked up this afternoon as well. And it's straight on the show, because this band don't muck about. They are playing Rebellion. And interesting, they're friends with TNS Records and quite a lot of the bands on them, judging by the Acid Drop would like to thank. So we're very good. They're in the gang, shall we say. Absolutely brilliant. And if you are going to Rebellion Festival this year, do check them out, because they are, well, it's excellent. Good kind of bouncy punk. I don't really want to call it ska punk.
Okay.
It's got that, it kept threatening, I mean, it's got a sax going on, but it kept threatening to be that kind of sort of Irish punk sort. Do you know what I mean? Not like the Pogues, but just that kind of Dropkick Murphys sort of deal. But I think they're sort of more than all of that. They are very much their own band with their own sound, and really brilliant. And we'll be playing more of them. They're all the way from Leeds, and there's nothing I like more than playing a bit of punk from Leeds. Right. So anyway,
nice.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bez this week, Tony. I was wondering, have you got any gigs you'd maybe like to tell us about?
I do.
Have you?
Yeah. Well, a couple, kind of. So yeah, it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
So, one brief mention, as you mentioned, Rebellion. Just to confirm, or to remind you, that the Breech Boys are playing Rebellion.
Oh, brilliant.
On the Sunday, the 8th. And John got back in touch to say, actually, they're about 2/3 up the bill this time, so they're not on so early. But yeah, so there you go. Just a reminder about that.
There's another reason why they're not on early on the Sunday. Do you know why?
Why's that?
Because there's a wedding.
Is there?
There's a punk rock wedding. The first ever Rebellion punk rock wedding is on the Sunday at midday, which means that, thankfully, all bands are on a little bit later than that. Because it's very difficult to get into a band at midday, but you can enjoy a wedding. Everybody loves a wedding, don't they?
Yeah.
But good luck to the potentially happy couple at Rebellion this year. Anyway, sorry. So the Breech Boys then will be on 4 or 5 o'clock, probably.
Yeah,
excellent.
Cool. And finally, there's the this email that came through today from Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, who say, Revenge of the Psychotronic Man are heading off on a short UK tour this week from 21st to 25th. The tour will promote their critically acclaimed album Make Pigs Smoke, which received a 5 out of 5 review from Big Cheese magazine. The band have played approaching 250 gigs, with this being their 9th tour. They are 3-piece in Manchester, we've played them before, and they're playing 5 dates from the 21st, and here they are.
In fact, you've just heard them, because they were doing the
The Idiot Dub.
Yeah, the bed for the GoDaddy display. So you've heard a dub version of one of their tracks. Sorry, Tony.
So, the 21st, which will be Wednesday, I think.
Yes.
Santiago in Leeds. And the day after, the 22nd, then the Dag's Head in High Wycombe, 23rd.
Yes, and that's of interest, because we have a listener in High Wycombe. Okay. And I'm doing a gig in Henley, not far from there, on Thursday. So I'm going to see if I can maybe meet up with them for a drink before or afterhand. I will drop you a line, Andy.
Oh, nice one. On the 23rd, they're playing The Junction in Bristol. 24th, they're playing the Grosvenor in Stockwell in London. And finally, 25th, they're playing Basingstoke.
They're playing Basingstoke.
Yeah, just saying Basingstoke, that's it.
What a tour!
Yeah. Rocket and or roll. That's Revenge of the Psychotronic Man. More information, revengeofthepsychotronicman.com.
Excellently done. So does that conclude
Tony's International Gig Guide. Yes. Yep, that's
Did
it.
You say pants then?
I said yes.
Oh, I thought you said pants. I was so busy doing my own thing. Alright, so anyway, next track, mate. Next track, right? This is Faintest Idea. This is another new album from TNS. That's not skanking. And this the album's called Ignorance Is This. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Faintest Idea's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/faintestidea?
It is. It's Tony 3, probably being the Internet 3, and this I've got this upside down. This is Western World. We'll be playing more from that album, Tony, as we do with all of the TNS releases, really.
Yeah.
We like to support them as much as we can, so we will play one or two more tracks off that. But in the meantime, do just check out That's Not Skanking and everything to do with them, because they mean well. I've said this before, I don't think they'd mind saying so, but it does sometimes get a bit young people's music for me.
Okay.
Right, but that's why our younger listeners will definitely be more in tune with this. It says it takes me a while for my ear to get a tune sometimes. It takes sort of two or three songs off an album to get used to it. But this one and the one by the band we're playing next on a first listen, absolutely brilliant. And I've got to say, I've got a feeling that Andy from TNS, who is an artist of some repute, I think he does the artwork quite a lot of the albums, because they do... They've got a trademark. TNS, a lot of TNS releases have a trademark look, and I wonder whether it's because he's been involved in the design process on very nicely packaged. They're very, very good at that sort of thing. Well done them. Right then, so Tone, I need to reach my book. Hang on, I have now reached it.
Cool.
As I said, we're listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now, thanks to such a great job of the Bears this week. I want to tell you briefly what I'm doing this week.
Okay.
On a little tour of my own of the not very far away. This is how I like my tours. Thursday night I'm in Henley-on-Thames, Friday night I'm in Reading, and Saturday night I'm in Potter's Bar. However, I don't have any information about any of the gigs other than I'm on Henley-on-Thames Thursday, Reading Friday, Potter's Bar Saturday. The Potter's Bar one might be a one-off. It might be at a rugby or football club. I don't know. That's the end, I think. Anyway, if you type in comedy followed by Henley on Thames, Reading, or Potter's Bar, you'll probably be able to track me down should you be in one of those areas and want to come and say hi. That's all I've really got to say in this bit of time. I've got the rest of the week I'm busy writing as usual. Are you doing anything this week at all?
Don't think so, not really. There's one possibility, this a big festival this weekend in Nottingham, Splendor. But it doesn't really look that good. The main act on Saturday is Pet Shop Boys, which not that fussed about. And yeah,
is it free? Are they in
the
square?
No, you have to pay. If you're Nottingham resident, it's quite cheap. It's like £15.
Right.
But last year it was madness.
But where is it?
Wollaston Park.
Oh, okay. I used to go to well, I can't remember the beer. Carlsberg used to do a sort of weekender in Wollaston Park.
Was it Carlsberg?
I saw loads.
I went to it one year, yeah.
Yeah, 90s. I saw loads of great bands there. Saw the Pogues there, Squeeze.
I saw Chumbawamba there one year.
Well, they were very good at having bands like that on, because I know the level as well. I managed to miss them one year. But yeah, they very much. But they were really good, weren't they? Those weekends. And they were free.
They were free gigs. But this one, it's £15, but they were really good on. But on the Sunday, there's kind of a classical event, which is a tenor, which might sound a bit more interesting, but I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to have a look at it, I think.
Well, it's one of those things, mate. For the sake of £15, you might have. It's a different day out, isn't it?
Mm.
And go and hang about. If the weather's nice, go and hang about in the park all day. Get ripped off for food and booze and watch a few bands you don't like. Sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll tell you what it is this week. But I did miss out. This weekend's Rhythms of the World.
All right, okay. Oh, that's this weekend as well, is it? Brilliant.
Yeah. And I'm going on Sunday. Sorry, completely forgot that. I meant to put this in the gig guide bit. I think it's £8 this year. It's something like that per day. But interestingly, this year, the main band, one of the main bands on, are My Passion. You know My Passion, the emo band. Have you heard of them?
No.
Oh, right. Well, they're a big emo band. From Hitchin, didn't know that.
All right.
And another band I do want to see, the Dodge Brothers, featuring Mark Kermode, my favourite film critic, on double bass. They're like the Brighton skiffle rock and roll band who are on this week. So anyway, I'll be there on Sunday.
That's on
Sunday,
is it?
I think it's £8 to get in. Yeah,
can you just pay on the door then, or?
Yeah, and it's mid. I think you can buy advance tickets. They're available all around Hitchin, Lectures, etc. But you can pay, just go up to the gate and pay £8, I think, as well. It's a really good day, and the Sunday runs. I think the Sunday one's sort of 12 till 8, 12 till 9. The Saturday one's later, but I can never make Saturday. I'm always gigging. Mm. Saturday, I think, gets a bit chaotic. And the Sunday's a really lovely, chilled out day.
All right.
And sometimes when I come out of there, I get banned from driving. Oh. So I am looking forward to it this year. It always brings back vaguely painful memories to me.
We were supposed to be going as well, because Steph's brother was going to come over.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But he's not come over now, so we kind of forgot about it a little bit. Because we wanted to see the Mark Kermode band. We remember looking that up.
Yeah, well, Tone, I've got a great idea. Why don't you come down Sunday morning?
I might, actually.
You go to your festival on Saturday and come to my one.
Yeah.
My one.
Okay.
Festival it up for the weekend, my friend. It could be ace.
Okay,
There'll be all the usual suspects down there. You won't be short of a friendly face or two.
But you can just pay on the door.
As far as I know, yeah, I'll find out.
Oh, okay,
I'm
cool.
Sure you can. I've never bought a ticket in advance.
Yeah.
You get it with me anyway, mate. I'm a local celebrity.
<That's> true. Do you know who I am?
Yes, we do. Yeah, exactly. Do you know who I am? Yes, we do. £8. I think we've been talking too long, haven't we? We've got carried away again.
Okay.
I want to get on with the next song. Another great TNS release. I'll tell you about it in a minute. This is the Kirk, State of Fear.
Yeah. thinking lots of fun. Yeah, these rumors are a lie. Let's burn, it's time to end.
And this ain't obvious.
It's time to burn it down, home to the ground.
And this ain't obvious.
Oh, that's right. He's gonna get it in the throat.
Let's blow his out to hell.
And this
ain't obvious.
He's at the burn of town hall to the ground.
And this ain't obvious.
Yeah, watch it burn. Let's go.
And as you watch, watch it in the bed. Let's burn it, come down and burn it. Watch it burn.
That's the Kirks, Tony, from their album Afroculture, which is brand new as well on the TNS label. Another brilliant album. They've really come up with some good stuff this year. And again, both of these releases, as I say, some of the TNS output, whilst being very good, is stuff I can't really get my head around. But both of these bands I can, very, for me, easy listening. Do check them out. Best way to do that, go to their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/thekirks.
It is.
Hey.
I haven't asked you about Faintest Idea, have I?
Yeah, it was Faintest Idea, wasn't it?
Oh, you got that right.
We were 3-3 last time.
That made it 3-3, so this is 4-3. So, yeah. It's Tony 4, Paulie B, and Internet 3. One left. Ooh, interesting. Yeah, so again, a great album. 12 tracks on it. We'll be playing one or two more of it. But like I say, I don't like to over egg a pudding with an album. We'll play two or three off the coming weeks. Now, I just want to make a little thing before I ask you my favourite question of the week, Tony. By the way, you're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Next week, I'm making, because I think it about is, our 5th anniversary show. Is that correct?
Yes. It's the 27th, right. And next week will be 26th, so yeah.
So basically, if there's anything that you want to hear in particular on next week's show, you've got a couple of days to email Paulie B at Punky Radio and tell me what you want to hear. Obviously, you can trust me, but what I thought I'd do, now that we are up to 8 songs for this 5th anniversary show, is take a track from, if you like, the 8 labels, I suppose, that have helped us out the most down the years, rather than individual bands. That sound like an idea?
Yeah.
So there'll be one from Captain Oi, one from Japan Files, one from TNS, one from Voodoo Rhythm, one from Motor Sounds, you know what I mean?
Just
basically give a big shout out to the 8 labels that have helped us out the most. I reckon that would be a good idea, wouldn't it?
That'd be good, yeah.
So fuck it, actually, don't bother. Don't bother emailing me. I'm doing this. No, email me if you've got any particular songs or whatever that you haven't heard in a long time that you'd like to hear again. But that's my plan, to pick a track from one of the 8 principal labels that have helped us out over the last 5 years as a way of saying thank you. Now then, Tony, do you have a twat?
I do. Thank you for all your nominations. As always, still want more, I'm afraid, so do have a twat to nominate. Do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Do email me. Every email apply to. Thank you. And this week it's from Brett Gearing. Relatively long. Here we go. This isn't a personal twatting, but I feel that this twat needs to be drawn to your attention, as he's one of your countrymen. I'd like to nominate Andrew Wakefield, formerly Dr. Andrew Wakefield. In 1998, this steaming pile of humanoid excrement authored a study in the medical journal The Lancet. This study suggested a link between the MMR, which is measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, and inflammatory bowel disease. which supposedly led in turn to autism. Wakefield, being a huge fucktard, began to call for the suspension of the MMR vaccination. At this point, many listeners may be thinking that this colossal chode is some sort of hero, standing up to the medical establishment, which might be fine, except that the whole thing turned out to be a whole lot of horseshit. Since its release, most of Wakefield's co-authors withdrew their names rather than be associated with his conclusion. It's been discovered that Wakefield's only tested 12 children, far too small a sample size. Even so, the medical records of these children revealed that he falsified data used in this study. In perhaps my favourite bit of asshattery, he performed a variety of anal probes on the children in the study when there was no medical reason to do so. Several attempted studies with the proper sample size and real controls have predictably failed to replicate his results. And why did this fine gentleman see fit to endanger his career and the lives of every child in the developed world? It seems he was paid to conduct the study by lawyers representing parents who believed that MMR disease had harmed their children. While The Lancet had since retracted the study on the grounds there is, to very loosely paraphrase, a bunch of bullshit, and Wakefield has been struck from the UK Medical Register in light of his utter and total lack of anything resembling basic human decency, let alone medical ethics, is far too late. Wakefield is almost single-handedly responsible for the modern anti-vaccination movement. Complete fuckwits like Jenna McCarthy have taken Wakefield's manure and spread it throughout the garden of world culture, resulting in a well-fertilised metaphor and a huge drop in vaccination rates. Uneducated, gullible parents distrust real science and listen to fairy tales, and their children get sick and die as a result. So for taking vaccination levels down to below what's required for herd immunity, and thus allowing hundreds of thousands of entirely preventable diseases to kill hundreds, perhaps well over 1,000 children, and in general contributing to the idiocy of the populace, I nominate former Dr. Andrew Wakefield as a twat. And that's from Brett from Frostburg, Maryland, USA.
I'm sorry, Tone. I wasn't paying attention. Can you read that again? No, that's absolutely justified. Yeah. It is. I am all for vaccinations. I had them myself and I turned out all right. But, yeah, this whole thing about whether to get your kids vaccinated or not, it's quite simple. Get them vaccinated.
Yeah.
It's like measles, mumps and rubella are things that can seriously harm and possibly kill very young children, and there's a vaccine right there for them. That one of the reasons mankind's at the top of the food chain is because he doesn't like problems, he likes solutions. You know, we work things out, and this is something in the developed world I think we have pretty much worked out. Vaccinations are good for you, and yeah, people like this twat who are clearly doing something just for financial gain just pushes right back. So, and they put the health service under more strain, not less. So yeah, I'm all for this one, Tony. Well, unless you disagree.
No, that's fine. I think it's a well-written, well-presented twat. And one thing I do like is well-presented twat.
What a well-presented twat.
Yes.
you go for it, girlfriend.
So, Andrew Wakefield, who's from Bath,
is a twat. And he certainly is.
Yeah.
Now, some people who aren't twats, Tony, are a wonderful German band, to finish the show off. I wonder what they think of Coventry. Called The Mind Stompers.
Okay.
We played a couple of songs by them before, and one of the guys out of the band is Puck, who is also in, amongst other things, who else is he in? He was in Mad Dog Cole. I think he drums with someone else. I can't remember who else he drums with. I'm being a bit of an idiot. Might be the Highliners, surely. Oh, he drums with someone else as well. But anyway, he's a very nice bloke, and I got given this CD last year. I know they have been working on some new stuff, because I did go online to their MySpace page and check out a song called Mama's Clit. Get off your mama's clit and join the wrecking pit. That, basically, they don't muck about.
Okay.
They're a psychobilly band, mostly young lads. Puck's a bit older. He won't thank me for saying that. What do I know, Tony? What is Mind Stompers MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ The Mind Stompers?
No, it's not! MySpace.com/ Mind Stompers. And yeah, I was messing with your mind there.
You were messing
Mind
with
Stompers
me.
And Mind Stompers and The Mind Stompers in the conversation without meaning to. But anyway, it does mean it's Tony Four, probably being the internet for. This is from an EP called Demo Session, just 6 tracks on it. I imagine if you stumped up the postage, they would send you on. Get in touch with them, through the MySpace page. In the meantime, this is a very interesting psychobilly number indeed, called Tohu Vabohu. Excellent, interesting, diverse, and that's just the contents of my underpants. That was Mind Stompers there. Do check them out. I'd like to see more. I'd like to see them live, actually. I'd like to hear more from them in the future. Hopefully they'll get an album together at some point. Now, we haven't really spoken a lot about what we want people to do every week, Tony. Do you think you could just remind people of how important iTunes is to us?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, iTunes is very important. And if you review us on iTunes, it helps move us up the featured rankings on there, and it makes it much more visible, and it costs you but nothing. So if you do have iTunes installed, please do review us. Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up our music store page where you can log in and review us. Please do, obviously, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. They cost you nothing. You do have to have an account to do it, but it helps.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, isn't it? Because you have to give your credit card details to get the account.
Yeah.
But then you're not charged. I know. When I signed up to it, I'm not sure about this, but it is all right. They just need the details for you to open the account. So the idea being you have the option to go and buy stuff, but all of our shows are free and will remain so. Now, we also go out on three internet radio stations. They are Hussy Skunk, Roach Radio, and Wicked Radio. And basically, if you type in Hussy Skunk, Wicked Radio, or Roach Radio to the net, you'll find them. And hello to the people listening to us on them right now. We do appreciate the fact that you carry us. It's much, much appreciated. And something that we never do, which I think we ought to do this week, is say thank you to Mevio for carrying the show, because they do. We never even mention them, do we? And there's like, they've pretty much been looking after us for 3 or 4 years now. They host the show for us and everything. And thank you very much. We ought to do something about them one week and maybe have a look at a few Mevio podcasts. Thank you to everybody who listens to us every week. Tony, you have a great weekend. I might see you on Sunday. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog.
Yeah.